Its first purpose is to establish the historical, intellectual, and biographical backdrop to the ancient Greek philosopher Aristotle. The second aim is to draw connections between this context and the moral and political philosophies espoused by Aristotle. The lectures will discuss Aristotle's conception of human goodness and the life worth living, as well as the role of political activity in the realization of human fulfillment. We'll also see how Aristotle continues to be a relevant figure today, someone who continues to contribute to the philosophical project of the 21st century. Now, when we talk about politics today, we pay homage to the Greeks. Between the 6th and the 4th centuries BC, they pioneered many of the ideas and much of the language that we use every day when we discuss public affairs. For example, politics itself, the rule of law, and democracy. We owe so much to the Greek world in its glory, and especially, as we'll see, to the school of Athens. Now, the Greeks developed in this period of time a unit of association that is called in Greek, the polis. The word polis is often translated, and I think somewhat inaccurately, into English as city-state. But it's a little more than that. It is both an urban center and an agricultural economy. The polis emerges out of a previous social condition in Greece that is called the Homeric Age. Well, what does that mean? That means that we have a reflection in the 8th and 7th centuries BC of a different set of values, a set of values that are not, in the sense we're talking about, political. They are not a matter of human association. They are rather a matter of excellence and glory deriving from military prowess. For those of you who are familiar with the Iliad and the Odyssey, the two great works associated with the Homeric period, these capture precisely the values that I'm talking about. Well, let's discuss, first of all, what the nature of the polis is. The polis, first of all, is a self-governing community. Now, what do I mean by that? What I mean is that each of the polis in Greece are not directly governed by other polis, not directly dominated by other polis. And what makes the citizens of these cities, I'll use the word cities, even though, as I said, the translation is probably a little difficult. But these cities are people who define themselves in terms of their own conditions, their own circumstances, their own identities to the polis. They give, in some sense or another, they give law unto themselves. They are authorities unto themselves. And this moves to a second important feature of the polis. In the world of the Greek polis, in the classical times, in other words, the 6th to the 4th centuries, it is the case that people felt that who they were was connected to, in important ways, their identity. That, as we'll see with Aristotle, that the community was more important to who you were than your individuality.